musiikin X. Iida Karimaa. Kuuluu sulle.
Reilu viikko sitten Robin julkaisi pitkän odotuksen jälkeen jälleen albumillisen uutta musiikkia. Edellisestä soloalbumeiden sarjasta Body Talk Part 1, Part 2 ja Body Talk ehti kulua 8 vuotta ennen nyt julkaistua Robinin 6. albumia Honey. Mä sain Mimmin langan päähän viime viikon torstaina ja seuraavaksi me kuullaan, mitä kaikkea näiden levyjen välissä ehti tapahtua ja miten Robin itse kuvailee uutta soundiaan. Ja toissa viikonloppuna Robin heitti pitkästä aikaa myös kokonaisen keikan kotikentällään Ruotsissa uuden musiikin kera. Aloitetaan haasti siitä, että miltä Robinista tuntui pitkän tauon jälkeen olla takaisin lavalla.
It was wonderful. I had such a good time this weekend. I've been preparing for the show for a long time. We've been working on the whole rollout and everything together with Rebel for about like a year. So it's been crazy to see it roll out and see all these fans engage with each other, and the audience that I played for was amazing. Kind of like the dream audience to have on your first show in a very long time. So I was very happy.
Yeah, we in the audience were too. 8 years break in putting out a solo album. It's a really long time. It's impossible, I assume, to sum those years in less than 15 minutes that we have. But I hear you have gone through a lot of really big stuff. I don't know if you can, but if you should sum those years, what would you say, what kind of time has this time been in your life?
It's been a really interesting part of my life, and a time that I spent doing things that I love, taking care of myself and working on myself, I guess. Finding out new things about myself. It's been a really important part of my life. And I've also made a lot of music that I really love, not only this album, but other things as well with my friends, things like the EP I did with Christian Falk and Marcus. We had a band called Bagatelle Magique that we released music with a couple of years ago. And I've also worked with Joseph Mount, who I made this album with, and Kindness, who also worked on the album with me, on different projects. So I've been making a lot of music, actually, but not an album in my name until now.
I read your long interview on The Guardian where you said that there has been also thoughts of if you would ever make your own music anymore. What made you want to do a solo record right now?
Well, I didn't, you know, for me, the perspective, like, from my end is very different than, like, deciding, you know, that I wanted to make a solo album. I think it's a more complex kind of process than that. And when there's no music to release, it's very easy to question the idea of being an artist and being, like, you know, a person that put yourself out there in front of people the way I do in my job. But once I had started making music again, and it came from, like, this place that I think is really crucial for it to feel good, which is a place of, like, you know, joy and excitement, then it felt reasonable and possible to release music again. I think those two things are very connected. You know, once there is music there that you love, then releasing it and playing it live doesn't seem so strange anymore.
Kävin katsomassa Robinia Tukholmassa tämmöisellä salakeikalla, josta Robin kertoi, että hänen mielestään se oli aivan ihanaa ja itse asiassa siihen keikkaan oli valmistauduttu jo tosi pitkään, melkein vuosi. Ja sitten puolestaan näistä 8 vuoden tapahtumista, mitä tässä on ollut Robinin edellisen soloalbumin ja tämän tuoreen Honey-albumin julkaisun välillä Robin summas, että ne on ollut hänen elämässään hyvin kiinnostavaa aikaa. Hän on tehnyt paljon rakastamiaan asioita ja pitänyt itsestään huolta ja opiskellut itsestään asioita ja keskittynyt tämmöiseen niin kuin itse tutkiskeluun. Ja musiikkiakin hän on itse asiassa tehnyt myös aika paljon, muun muassa Röksopin kanssa, että ei vain soolomusaa ole nyt 8 vuoteen julkaistu. Ja toki toi 8 vuotta käsitti aikoja, jolloin Robin mietti, että tuleeko hän koskaan enää julkaisemaan soolo-artistina levyllistä musaa. Hän kertoi tuossa, että silloin kun musaa ei ole julkaistavaksi, niin helposti alkaa vähän kyseenalaistamaan itseään artistina. Mutta sitten kun hän oli aloittanut taas musan tekemisen ja huomasi sen olevan mukavaa ja tuovan iloa elämään, niin alkoi ajatus sen julkaisemisesta ja esiintymisestäkin tuntua taas sitten luontevalta. Ja niille, jotka odotti semmoista vanhan kaltaista soundia, muun muassa Dancing on my own tai Be Mine biisien tyyliin, niin ihan tätä samaa särmikästä electropop-soundia toi Honey-levy ei tarjoa sen avausraitaa Missing You lukuun ottamatta. Mutta miten Robin itse kuvailee ton uuden levyn soundia?
Well, I think it's a softer album than I've done before. I think it's in a way a little bit more analog sounding maybe, but in a way not very different from everything that I've done, in the sense that it's still pop music and it's still referencing and working with or relating to club music.
When you listen to the album, there are a lot of different club sounds to my ear, too. Disco, funk, house, and also your secret gig was almost like a night at a club, like an amazing setup where songs formed an ongoing wave of sound. What's your relationship with night?
I think it's a really, you know, it can be a really great time of the day, or the, you know, I think nighttime is. I guess it all depends, you know. If you're in a good place, the night can be amazing. If you're not, then it can be horrible. I don't think daytime or nighttime, that's not what it's about. I think it's more about like how much you slept the night before.
Right. Okay, you say that it's not actually that different of a record from your old pop records, but sound-wise, I think it has gone further, and obviously it has gone further. It's been 8 years since the last solo record, but what would you say for those who kind of like wanted to have another Dancing on My Own or another Choreo Girlfriend?
I don't know. I don't feel like I have to say anything about it. I can't control, you know, what people think or what they want or whatever, and if they don't like this one, they don't. You know, it's like, it's fine. Like, whatever people feel, that's okay with me. I think this album is something else, but I think it's important that artists develop and that you don't feel like you have to do the same thing over and over again. I mean, I think this album has a lot of layers. It's not not maybe the same thing as what I've done before, but it's not that different either, I think, actually. It maybe has a little bit more of layers in some ways, and I think hopefully that makes it an album that you can listen to for a long time.
What would you say inspired you most in making Honey?
I think drums and rhythm and percussion was a big inspiration on this album, both like when I was making the music myself and the things that I worked with, like the software and the kind of drums that I was working with, but also the music I was listening to at the time, which was a lot of disco music and house music and soul music.
Robin ja Sent to Robin Immediately -niminen biisi tuoreelta Honey-albumilta, joka on Robinin itsensä mukaan edeltäjiään pehmeämpi, ehkä vähän analogisempi, ja klubisoundit on sillä myöskin vahvasti läsnä, ja niille, jotka odotti tämmöistä särmikkäämpää elektropoppia, niin Robin ei tunne olevansa vastuussa siitä. Hänellä on tärkeää totta kai kehittyä artistina, ja sitten hän myös huomautti, että itse asiassa tämä uusi albumi ei ole edeltäjiään niin erilainen loppujen lopuksi. Hän sanoi, että ehkäpä Hanilla on hieman enemmän kerroksia, jotka sitten Robinin toiveen mukaan, hän toivoo, että ne tuo tuohon levyyn sitten ajattomuutta. Ja rummut, rytmit ja perkussiot on ollut iso inspiroi tätä uutta levyä tehdessä, ja myöskin disco, house ja soul musiikki, jota Robin kertoi kuunnelleensa paljon tätä levyä tehdessään. Ja mä olin toissa viikonloppuna Ruotsissa katsomassa Robinin salakeikkaa, ja satuin myöskin viikonloppuna lukemaan sitten paikallista Dagens Nyheter-lehteä, jossa oli Robinin uutuusalbumin arvostelu. Ja tuossa Dagens Nyheterin jutussa puhuttiin siitä, että Robin on uudella levyllään paitsi luovimmillaan, niin myös vapautunut tämmöisestä altavastaajan asemasta, että hänen ei tarvitse koko ajan niin kuin näyttää jollekin jotain. Esimerkiksi tähän on uskottava elektropoppari tämmöisen purkemman R&B-popin jälkeen, mikä oli se ensimmäinen iso käänne hänen urallaan. Mutta miten artisti itse kokee asian? Onko hän vapaa paineista vai tuleeko niitä vielä jostain?
I mean, I hope people like the album. Of course, I hope that people get into it and that the people like the music. But it wasn't about relating to pressure for me when I made it. I wanted to make something that I thought was interesting and I think might be interesting for other people as well. And that is that, really. Like, the pressure part of it is not interesting to me. Mm. It's something that is created by the perspective you look at the process of releasing an album from, and that's not my perspective on it. I made this album from a very different kind of place.
It's clear that you are a great influencer and also a role model for a lot of female pop musicians that are making waves during the last years, like the names Tove Lo, Sara Larsson, Tove Styrke from Astrid S from Norway, and even like Charlie XCX and Lorde. Your music, I think, in some way has always been about like not fitting any precise format of pop. Like, these artists too are like widening the restrictions of pop. How do you see contemporary pop right now? Is it interesting to you, or what do you think about it in general?
I don't even know what contemporary pop means. Like, are you saying those artists in particular, or are you saying, because pop music is so much right now, I think rap is pop music at the moment, so I think you have to be more specific to be able to answer that.
Actually, that was a great thought, hearing from you, like, that rap is pop music these days. Maybe I was talking about, like, the songs or the music that dominates, like, mainstream lists right now, because it is a wide genre of different kind of musics.
Mm. Yeah, I think pop music is whatever is, you know, relevant to the big masses at the time, but it can also be, you know, looked as like melodic, more song-based type of electronic music. So it depends on like what kind of music you mean. I mean, I think right now what's interesting about music is that it's so many different things at the same time, and you can find things that you know, things that you love, and you can really go into them very like deeply and in a different way. Like, before there was internet, like, that wasn't really possible. Everyone were more listening to more or less the same thing. But now the amount of music that's released every day is massive, and there is lots of different kinds of scenes happening at the same time for different people. Something that you and I might think is relevant might be totally irrelevant to someone else.
True. What are your plans for the future? Are you coming to Finland maybe anytime soon?
I'd love to come to Finland. I'm hearing so many nice things about Helsinki at the moment, and I'd love to be back and do a show. I am going to tour next year, and I still don't have all the dates figured out, but I'll definitely try to come.
Näin siis Robin, jolle mä soitin viime viikon torstaina, ja tuossa artisti kertoi, että totta kai hän toivoo, että ihmiset tykkää hänen uudesta levystä ja musiikistaan, mutta ei se ollut hänellä mielessä tota uutta Hani-albumia tehdessä. Paine tulee muualta kuin Robinin itsensä taholta. Ja kun mä kysyin Robinilta hänen mielipidettään nykypopista, niin artisti sanoi, että hän ei oikein edes niinku ymmärrä, mitä mä tarkoitan sillä, koska räppikin on nykyään poppia. Ja Robinista kiinnostavaa on se, että popmusiikki on nykyään niin monipuolista. Ennen ihmiset kuunteli hänen mielestään enemmän samaa, ja nyt taas genrejä ja erilaisia kuuntelijoita on ihan järjetön määrä. Ja tulevaisuuden suunnitelmiin kuuluu siis artistilla ensi vuonna alkava kiertue, joka toivottavasti nähdään myös Suomessa. Ainakin Robin itse sanoi, että hän tosi mielellään tulisi Helsinkiin käymään, että hän on kuullut viime aikoina erittäin paljon hyviä juttuja tästä jo, totta kai hänelle tutusta keikkapaikasta.
Musiikin X. Iida Karimaa. Kuul-